Good morning. Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. My name is Will Green, and this is the news for the 3rd of November. So the number one news has to be the iPhone X launch day. So if you're lucky, if you race to your local Apple Store, or you can order online, you can buy one today. I had an email this morning. It said, say hello to the future. iPhone X is now available online or in store. According to news stories, the iPhone X will be out of stock virtually everywhere. But anyway, the point being, it's always the way, isn't it, with a new iPhone, especially such a significant release, that it's going to have limited availability. I don't know your opinion about the iPhone X. It looks great to me, but I do miss the home button. And so, if I was going to buy any iPhone, I think I'd probably buy the iPhone 8, which has a home button. Anyway, there it is. Rush out and buy one if you've got the money. Trump's Twitter account briefly deactivated by employee. US President Donald Trump's Twitter account briefly vanished on Thursday, but it has since been restored. It looks like a chap that Twitter, it was his last day, and I think he thought he'd have a bit of fun, and he deleted Mr. Trump's account. That's all right, isn't it? That's quite a hell of a last day thing to do. All good, in my opinion. Right. China has a real tech edge over the US and its cultural... I'm missing a word on there, but anyway, it says, and it's cultural, something or other. Once known primarily for cheap manufacturing, China has fast become a major tech innovator. It is now not only a major magnet for US venture, capital investment, but also a dominant force in innovation, as demonstrated by the fact that the country has just set a new record for filing the most patents ever. The Boston Consulting Group has just released a massive report showing that Chinese unicorns... What is that? I thought unicorns were fiction. I'm guessing that's some sort of financial term. Mark faster than their American counterparts and will still soon be overtaking America. And there we go. I've learned something today, that there are Chinese unicorns. So when it comes to a unicorn steak, I think China are winning on that one. Tesla will be the best performing big tech stock in the next 5 years. Analysts say Tesla will be the best performing large cap tech stock in the next 5 years. I've said that already. Analyst Gene Munster. Oh, well, Mr. Munster, he's back again, is he? The electric car company will achieve this by improving Model 3 production and reaching profitability in 2020. Okay, Razer Phone. This is really exciting. I find this exciting. Razer Phone to launch. Company squeezes a PC gaming tech into a smartphone. I'll read you the article first and then maybe do a bit of idiotic comment after. Razer has shoehorned performance laptop technology into its 8mm device, targeting young consumers who want to play quality games on the go. The Razer Phone, which is made by former Nexbit people, who were bought by the gaming firm, has the usual 2017 top-end components, Qualcomm Snapdragon 835 processor, 8 gig of RAM, 64 gig of memory, micro SD card slot, and everything else. But Razer has put in a large 4,000, is it milliamperitude, MAH battery. Don't know. You probably know better than I do. So here's a quote from the chap who runs it. We are leveraging our engineering experience from laptops, creating a heat pipe and two layers of thermal sheeting, turning the structure of the phone into a heat sink, so you can use your phone in high performance mode for a lot longer and avoid throttling. So I look by the look of it, it looks like it's all about gaming. Now, if you know me of old, you will know that I am a massive sound fan, always have, and the sound has been reinvented, and it's gone into pre-production for this new mode. The sound is called, well, it's not sound, but it's called a Gemini PDA, and it's powered by Planet, or manufactured by Planet. It's got a QWERTY keyboard, sound style. It's got a Helio X25 Deca Core, whatever that is, 5.7 inch QHD, and all the rest. You know, if you do a quick Google for it, you'll find it. So I'm excited about it. I've always been, as I say, such a massive Sound fan, and I think the PDA platform has been sort of neglected over the last few years, and I think there's a real market for something that's got a real keyboard that you can almost touch type on, and but like the Sion, is incredibly functional. It has all of the sort of productivity apps that you need, but with the new version, it's got the benefits of modern tech. Canada's spy agency releases its own anti-malware tool to the public. Canada's Cyber Defence Agency has made the source code for its internal malware prevention tool publicly available to help in its fight against online threats. The Communications Security Establishment, which is essentially Canada's equivalent to GCHQ in the UK, has released a assembly line tool as an opportunity for cybersecurity community to take what CSE has developed and build upon it for the benefit of all Canadians, or for the whole of the planet, I suppose. That's a good thing, isn't it, to spot the baddies out there. And finally, this is my most exciting story, for me at least. It's a cross-team tech and science. Big void identified in Khufu's Great Pyramid in Giza. So the Great Pyramid, or Khufu's Pyramid, was constructed in the reign of Pharaoh Khufu between 2509 and 2483 BC. And it's the tallest of all the Egyptian pyramids. They've used a technology called muography, M-U-ography, whatever that is. But it's sort of loosely tech-related, isn't it? So let's go back to the beginning of the article. The mysteries of the pyramids have deepened with the discovery of what appears to be a giant void within Khufu, or Cheops, monument in Egypt. It is not known why the cavity exists, or indeed if it holds anything of value because of its obvious inaccessibility. Japanese and French scientists made the announcement after 2 years of study at the famous pyramid complex. They have been using a technique called muography. They need to think of a catchier name for it, don't they? Pyramid tech, or let's think of one. Eye pyramid. Let's go with eye pyramid, which can sense density changes inside the large enlarged structures. I find that amazing. So what they're going to do, apparently, is they're going to drill a small hole in the side of the pyramid and send little robots in to explore this unknown void. I was talking to Jim this morning, and I was saying I'm really excited about this, and he said, and I agree with him, that the reason we all heard about Tutankhamun's curse, but it was the spores and the sort of the build-up over the hundreds and thousands of years that the chaps, what was his name? Oh, tell me. Harold... Not Harold Lloyd. Harold Carter. There we go. The old brain cells. They're. It takes a while in the morning. A couple of cups of coffee and they sort of... they fire up again. This is a quick edit. It wasn't Harold. It was Howard. The coffee hasn't worked. Yes, and it was Howard Carter. So there you go. Good. And Lord Carnarvon, if I remember. I can. So the curse of Tutankhamun was based all around breeding in these spores. So maybe that's why they're sending in these robots and drones to have a look inside. But how exciting! How exciting is that? Brilliant. So I hope you have a great day. My name is Will Green. Kyle is back on Monday after his holiday / vacation, depends which part of the world you are. And I hope I've done a good job this week. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Have a great weekend.